This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Attorney General, thank you so much for coming on. Give me your reaction to the decision the governor made just 30 minutes ago.
I think it was a good decision. I think it was founded on the science, on the medical information from people who are expert at this kind of thing. By my count, Minnesota makes 19 states that have made this decision. And I think it's in the heart of what the governor's job is, which is to safeguard the interests of the people of the state of Minnesota, look after their health needs, and definitely step up to the plate in a time of pandemic such as we're in right now.
Was there any part of you, as we are balancing out the economy, and a lot of people have chimed in on this, the president certainly has, other politicians, medical authorities, doctors, how do you feel that Minnesota should balance those two roles, protecting individuals and also being aware of the economy?
Well, I think that we need to keep both in mind, which is why the governor issued an order regarding small business lending and support, which is why the governor issued a ruling on expansion and liberalization in unemployment insurance, which is what it's all about when it comes to the anti-eviction order, and also allowing granting authority to stop price gouging. So there were numerous orders before today that were all designed to try to preserve the economic livelihood of Minnesotans as much as possible. But let me just say, Chad, it's not like there's some bright line between the economy and this public health crisis. They're blended because, let me tell you, if we say we did nothing, say the governor did nothing, then you'd have sick and out of the workforce and a tremendous tax on our healthcare system. So it's not as if not taking action would have preserved our economy. In fact, taking action preserves our mid to long-term economy.
What changes about your job now that the shelter in place is now in order? It will kick in definitively this Friday, but you obviously were aware of the eviction situation. You were aware of price gouging. Does your approach change in any manner because of what the governor just announced?
Well, I just think that, you know, we've been involved in all aspects of this, not just stopping price gouging and making sure people aren't evicted. Every single order the governor has issued has been in consultation with the Attorney General's office. I have a whole group of my lawyers over there, Liz Kramer, who's our Solicitor General, working hand in glove with the governor's lawyers. And so we've been part of all this. There's over 100 boards, commissions, and agencies. My lawyers represent all of them. And not just lawyers. I'm talking about legal workers, paralegals, all kinds of folks. We've been working hand in glove with the governor's office and every element of Minnesota governor. So those demands will continue. Now, there have been some changes in court calendar. So okay. A lot of those folks who go to court every day to deal with implied consent hearings, they won't need to do that, but we need their help in other areas, such as making sure that there's compliance with the executive orders against price gouging, eviction, and other things. So, you know, those folks are being deployed to help other folks who are having an added workload. So We're going to be busy as always. Folks in the AG's office are just rising to the occasion. And we now are about 80% of our people are working remotely. There are some folks who have to come in every day. It's good that there are not as many people at their workplace because the workplace density has gone down, which protects the people who are there. But we're still working full on and very hard, and I'm so proud to be the colleague of those folks.
Were there any areas that you're willing to share with us where you and the governor disagreed where it affects your office in particular?
No daylight between the governor and I on these issues. I do take my issue as a constitutional officer and an independent office holder, not an appointee. The people voted for me. I do take my role as an independent one, and I guarantee, and I have a duty to serve with an independent mind and thinking for myself. But at this point, the governor and I are on all fours. We're in full agreement.
The Attorney General Keith Ellison with us. It's 2:41. Shad Hartman with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. How prevalent right now is price gouging, and what is happening to these individuals who are caught?
Well, I mean, so one group that was caught doing price gouging was wise enough to say, yeah, we were doing it. Yes, we'll stop. We said, fine, if you just don't do it again, you'll be okay. But if you do it again, we're going to insist that there be a $30,000 fine that could be inflicted upon you. That fine is stayed as long as there's no repeat behavior. Now, other folks, so we've had to issue a warning letter to Menards. We hope they just comply. We hope they just do the right thing. And then there's a number of others. We had over 70 secret shopper investigations this weekend. We've had well north of 300 independent citizen complaints, complete with pictures and, of prices and receipts. All over the state, by the way. It's not just the Twin Cities. We've had complaints mm-hmm. in Rochester, northern Minnesota, all over the place. Somebody asked me, is this concentrated in certain neighborhoods? No, this is a statewide problem. Actually, it's a national problem.
Okay, Keith, is everyone getting that one warning, or does it depend upon how egregious it was?
It depends on how egregious it is. We're going case by case. If there's someone who if they come clean, that's better for them. We don't really want a lawsuit. We want compliance. We want people to treat their neighbors right. Now, let me just tell folks who are in business, most business folks, I mean the overwhelming majority, are doing great things. They're going out of their way to help consumers. They're going out of the way to help customers. They're going out of their way to help workers. But not everybody, right? And so for the folks who aren't doing the right thing, we just want you to do the right thing. And if you won't do the right thing because it's right, you're going to do the right thing because we're going to make you do the right thing. But we don't want to have to use that power. We want voluntary compliance. And so I just want to say, if you have to raise prices because your inputs have gone up and they're justifiable, don't worry. We're not concerned about you. But for people, we're really looking for the pandemic profiteers. That's who we're concerned about, folks that no ethical business person could stand next to.
Do you have a position, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, is with us, on what is taking place? Let's point this out in Minnesota, but acknowledge it's happening elsewhere, that a lot of counties are looking differently right now just because of numbers and the concern of COVID-19 of how they are charging individuals and punishments they might face for lower level crimes, with concerns that if the jails would stay crowded, that COVID-19 potentially could affect these individuals, and that if they are then released, could affect even more. Does your office have a position on that?
You know, the guidance that we're giving is that when people are in very close proximity, like confined persons are, the people who are in charge of that have to make a decision, because transmission is much easier when people are in close proximity, and social distancing, physical distancing is much more difficult. So what we've seen is a lot of law enforcement leaders saying, we're going to make a decision that we're going to keep the people in who are dangerous to the public and need to be in, and other people were going to take on a case-by-case basis. I think that's wise. We don't really want to have whole jailfuls of people who have COVID-19 and then go back out into the community when they probably were going to get out anyway, because we're talking about, you know, pre-conviction detention anyway. So this is the advice that we're giving. I want to assure everybody that there will be no crime holidays. I've talked with U.S. Attorney Erica McDonald, County Attorney Mike Freeman, John Choi. Those folks we've talked. If you're violating the law, you know, you're going to be held accountable, period. But we're hoping that people's better instincts come out at this very difficult time. And
what should the punishment be if you see individuals who are defying the stay-at-home order? What should that punishment be?
Well, under the I'm going to tell you what the punishment will be.
Okay.
The punishment will be that your loved ones may die because of it. That's the reality. Your loved ones, people you love, will get sick, and you will jeopardize their health if you violate the order. But if for folks who that's not good enough motivation, it is a misdemeanor, 90 days of jail, $1,000 fine if you violate an executive order. And look, again, we don't want to have to enforce it. We want voluntary compliance. This is for the health of the people of the state. It's not to punish anyone. It's to preserve life and health. So we want voluntary compliance. But
last
for the
thing,
folks who just don't listen, you know, we're going to have to take enforcement action, and that's just the way it is.
Last thing, put your political hat on here, because
the
Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka in the last 5 minutes has put out a statement. I share the governor's concerns about the safety and well-being of all Minnesotans. I also have grave concerns about the governor's statewide stay-at-home order and the consequences for families of Minnesotans when their jobs and businesses that provide their livelihood are lost. Is that a fair point?
It is a legitimate concern, but we just have to work together to get through this crisis as soon as we can. I think it's fair for him to raise it as an issue. I think that he is ultimately incorrect, and that the executive order is not just legal, but it's ethical, moral, and the right thing to do.
Attorney General Ellison, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.